There are so many things we do in our lives which can become rewarding in the hereafter. If we train ourselves to do those things with the correct intention. For example, we sleep, we eat, we drink, we get married, and live a matrimonial life. We have children. We enjoy the company of our children. Now we do all these things. They are natural for us, they are easy for us. We don't have to exert any effort. But because we do it without any good intention, we sleep for the sake of sleeping. We eat for the sake of eating. We don't make that particular intention which will make these actions of ours rewarding. So they just go to waste. All of us sleep at least 6 to 8 hours daily. So if we sleep 8 hours daily, that's 240 hours per day. And 200 per month. And 240 hours per month is how many days? 10 days. So from 30 days, we sleep 10 days. From 30 days, so 1/3 of our lives we sleep. And if we sleep with the correct intention, then 1/3 of our life will become ibadat for us. Now all of us sleep. We don't have to exert any effort to sleep. In order to come to the masjid and perform salah 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, we have to exert effort. No effort. When people get married, they are happy to get married because they want to settle down, they want to have a good life partner. They want a life companion, and they want to have children. It's not something that majority of the people have to put effort in. They want to get married, they look for it. The bride looks for a bridegroom, bridegroom looks for a bride. The intention that we need to make is very simple. You just need to train yourself. Before going to sleep, take out a few moments and say to yourself, that I'm going to sleep because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also is sleeping. So it is a sunnah. So I'm sleeping with his sunnah. So I'm sleeping to carry out his sunnah. I am sleeping because Allah has given me this body. And this body is a trust which Allah has ordered me to look after. And in order to look after this body, I have to eat, I have to drink, and I have to sleep. So I'm eating, I'm drinking, I'm sleeping, because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat, drink and sleep, so it's sunnah. And also, it is the command of Allah to look after the body. So I'm eating, I'm drinking, I'm sleeping to carry out the command of Allah to look after my body. So I'm obeying Allah. That's why I'm eating, that's why I'm drinking, that's why I'm sleeping. Now our eating, our drinking and our sleeping become one. Marriage, what do majority of the people feel? That marriage is a worldly affair. So the whole institution of marriage can become ibadah. The whole married life can become ibadah. If you make this intention that I'm getting married, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to abstain from sins related to my carnal desires. So I am getting married because as a result of this marriage, Inshallah, I will be able to stay away from adultery, fornication. I will be able to save that my eyes. I will be able to control my unlawful desires. That's what I'm getting at. So this marriage becomes ibadah. I'm getting married because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also married. So not marrying is contrary to sunnah, and marrying is the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the way of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why I'm getting married. But if the bridegroom makes this niyyah today, that I'm getting married, so that I can stay away from filthy sins. And I am getting married because it is the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the way of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be rewarded. So, before doing anything which we normally do, if it is permissible, it is something that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do, just make that intention. It will take a little while, but once you continue focusing on this, then it will become automatic. It's like when you start driving in the initial stages, you don't know where the brake is, you don't know where the clutch is, you don't know where the accelerator is. And if you look into the mirror, then you can't see what's at the front. When you look at the front, you can't see what's in the mirror. But when you get used to it, then everything becomes automatic. So similarly, in the initial stages, you have to put some focus. Before going to sleep, make this intention, I'm going to sleep. Because Allah has commanded me to look after my body. And in order to look after my body, I have to sleep. So I'm sleeping because it is the command of Allah. If I don't sleep, I won't be able to look after my body. I'm sleeping because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sleep, so it is his sunnah. And you go into the house, and you see your child, your grandchild, running towards you. And what do you normally do when the child comes running towards you? You pick the child up, and you hug the child. It's normal for everybody to do that. But we just do it for our pleasure. And because we do it for our pleasure, we get no reward. But if you make this intention, that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to visit Fatima radiallahu anha, Hassan and Hussein in their childhood used to come running to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pick them up and embrace them, hug them. Because he used to do this, I'm also doing this. Now this becomes sunnah. You will still get the same enjoyment. So let us try to do all these actions with the intention of sunnah. Inshallah. A large part of our life will become ibadah. There was a pious person who was invited by somebody to his home, and he said, "I have constructed a new house, can you please bless my house, come and make dua in my house." So he graced him with his presence. So while showing him the house, the pious person, the person who had constructed the house said that, "I have put the windows here and here because when the wind blows, the cool breeze will come through this window and pass through that window. So it's for ventilation and the house will remain cool." So the Buzurg said that when you constructed the windows here and windows there, whether you make the intention for the wind to come and go or not, the wind was going to come and go. Because the wind always blows from this side and goes to that. You didn't have to make that intention. But there is a masjid on that side and there is a masjid on this side as well. If you had made this intention, that I'm making the window, so that five times when the azan is called from this side, I will be able to hear the azan. And if the azan is called from this side, I will be able to hear the azan. And I will be able to say labbaik to the call of Allah. The wind would have still blown. The ventilation would still have remained. And you would have got a lot of reward for making this intention. So we need to learn this business of the hereafter, trading of the hereafter. And that we can only do if you take out some time and come and sit in the company with you. I urge all of you to make good intentions in those things that we are already doing, intention of sunnah, and also try to learn as many sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as possible. For example, when we leave the masjid now, this is the boundary of the masjid, not the shoe area, these doors are the boundary of the masjid. Now when we leave, whether we leave the masjid with the right foot first, or the left foot, it doesn't make any difference. There is no extra effort, right foot or left, no difference. But if we take out the left foot first, and then the right, Allah will reward us for one sunnah. And if we take out the right foot first and then the left, we have missed the opportunity for acquiring the reward. Allah says in the Quran that O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim to love Allah, then follow my foot. Do what I do. And if you follow my sunnah, what will happen? Yuhibbukum Allah, Allah will make you his beloved. So if you put the left foot first, we will become the beloved of Allah. And if you put the right foot first, we have lost the opportunity. So there are so many opportunities where we put our coat on. It is sunnah to put the right hand first and then the left. We put our trousers on daily. We put the right foot and then the left foot. We take off our trousers daily. We take off our coats daily. We take off our blazers daily. We take off our sweaters daily. So when we take it up, you take the left first and then the right. That was the method of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We put on shoes daily, we put on slippers daily, we put on socks daily. When we put the shoe or sock on, we put the right first and then the left. When we take it up, left first and then... Imagine the number of, amount of rewards that we will acquire. Now who says Jannat is difficult? Jannat is not difficult. We are doing all these things. It's not something that I'm asking you to do something which you are not doing. It's not that you are not performing 2 rakat and I'm telling you that perform 2 rakat from today. If you do that, alhamdulillah, that will be a bonus. These are those things which we are already doing. All we need to do is to try and find out from the ulama, from books written by authentic ulama, what is the sunnah method and do it accordingly so that we will begin to acquire the one in the hereafter. Inshallah, I hope that all of you will carry out this lesson of today, because I'm not very fluent today as well, because I haven't slept for the past 24 hours. I haven't been able to, I only remained awake because I had to come and perform nikah. But I thought I will say a few words. It's not that I have interest to just talk and do lectures. It's to guide people, to try to make Jannah easy for people, so that me, you, all of us, and when they find ourselves in Jannah, and we remain happy forever and ever. That is the ultimate aim. And alhamdulillah, Ramadan is coming, it's very near. So let's start gearing up for Ramadan. Don't wait for Ramadan. Start from today, let's start preparing slowly, 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 so that when the first day of Ramadan comes, we are already in the 5th year. And make Qadr of Ramadan, value Ramadan, value every second of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربي اغفر وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عن المشرك. يا رحمة الله يا رحمة الله يا رحمة الله ارحمك كرمك يسر سهولك عفو عافيتك فضل عنايتك حفظ امانك معونك هم سبقي مناهك معاف الذي ينزل جنسك ويغفر فضل صلاه مستقيم بل تمن بالدم ينسلك والسلام بالامان بتوفيقك يا رب العالمين عافي في كل خبث وبركه الى لا هذا من ذل هذا الهم وعطس بكم محبة ربنا ولدت عطافا ونفت مسيرك کون سے نصیب فرمائے اتفاق اتحاد والی زندگی نصیب فرمائے، انہیں دین پر چلنے والا بنا دے، ان دونوں کو آفات سے، بریات سے، بلاؤں سے، مصیبتوں سے، بدنازین کی نظر سے، شریروں کے شر سے، مفسدین کے فساد سے، حاسدین کے حسد سے محفوظ فرمائے. الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے لیے جو بھی دعائیں فرمائی تھی وہ ان دونوں کے حق میں قبول فرمائی. آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جو اوصاف دلہ دلہن کے بیان فرمائے تھے ان سے ان دونوں کو متصف فرمائے. پورے عالم میں امن کو، سلامتی کو عام فرمائے، ہدایت کو عام فرمائے، سنتوں کو عام فرمائے، ہماری زندگیوں میں سنتوں کو وجود عطا فرمائے، قرآن اور حدیث اور علم دین کو حاصل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے، علماء کی صحبتوں میں بیٹھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. رمضان کا مہینہ آ رہا ہے، اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کی روزگاری کی توفیق عطا فرمائے، ہم سب کو اچھی موت عطا فرمائے، ہم سب کو اچھی موت عطا فرمائے، شفا مریضوں کو شفا عطا فرمائے، مریضوں کو شفا عطا فرمائے. سلام علیکم.